Distinguished experts, ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed a great honor for me to be elected chair of this important intergovernmental working group of experts on international standards of accounting and reporting. I thank you all for expressing your confidence in me. I am counting on your continued and full support in the work that lies ahead for us to make our meeting successful. Let us now proceed with the election of the Vice Chair cum Rapporteur, and I understand that as a result of informal consultations, Mr. Biwott Hilary Chariot has been nominated for the post of Vice Chair cum Rapporteur of this meeting. Mr. Chariot is a legal officer, regulatory framework at the Capital Markets Authorities Kenya. He has been actively involved in the development and implementation of the Code of Corporate Governance for Issuers of Securities to the Public 2015. He is also involved in the development of the Stewardship Code for Institutional Investors. He is currently working on the framework to facilitate effective assessment and reporting on corporate governance by issuers of securities to the public. Mr. Chariot is an advocate of the High Court of Kenya, having been admitted to the bar in April 2012. He is a member of the International Finance Corporation Practice Group on Codes and Standards. He is also a member of the Stewardship Codes Network, a group convened by the International Corporate Governance Network. Are there any other candidates? In the absence of any further nominations, I declare Mr. Chariot elected Vice Chair cum Rapporteur of the Intergovernmental Working Group of Experts on International Standards of Accounting and Reporting. It is so decided. I congratulate Mr. Chariot on his election and invite him to take his seat at the podium. Mr. Chariot. The provisional agenda and annotations is contained in document TD BC2 ISAR 76. We have two main agenda items for this session. Agenda item 3, practical implementation of compliance monitoring and enforcement of accounting and audit requirements for high quality reporting. And agenda item 4, enhancing the role of reporting in attaining the Sustainable Development Goals, integration of environmental, social, and government information into company reporting. Under other business, the session will discuss the follow-up to work on topics previously discussed at past sessions. There will be 3 sub-items, 5A, ADT implementation update, 5B, capacity building for financial inclusion and SMEs access to finance, and 5C, updates by international and regional organization. May I now invite the Intergovernmental Working Group of Experts to adopt its agenda and annotations as contained in the document. Are there any comments? If it's none, the agenda is hereby adopted. Thank you. I would like to draw your attention to the tentative program prepared by the Secretariat, which is available in the room for your information. This morning's meeting will be devoted to the high-level panel on the role of accounting for sustainable development, recent trends and challenges. Subsequent meetings will be devoted in detailed discussions of items 3, 4, and 5. In case you haven't already done so, I would also like to remind you to register online so that the UNTAD Secretariat will be able to include your name in the final list of participants. The meeting has 3 days of conference service facilities. The interpretation services are made available daily from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. I will spare no efforts to ensure a successful completion of our work. I shall, of course, be counting on your support and cooperation. The Intergovernmental Working Group of Experts will adopt its agreed conclusions. In addition, I will prepare a chair summary reflecting the discussions that have taken place during our meeting, capturing the salient points. The Intergovernmental Working Group of Experts will report to the next sessions of the Investment, Enterprise and Development Commission. In order to facilitate the preparation of the outcome, my intention is to use an option, if needed, to call an open-ended bureau meeting in order to decide what findings we would wish to bring to the attention of the Investment, Enterprise and Development Commission. It is desirable that the substantive part of the report be concise, but comprehensive enough to provide the Commission with expert views on all the issues under consideration, as well as on the Commission's possible future work in this area and in others. This Intergovernmental Working Group of Experts may wish to authorize the Vice Chair cum rapporteur under my authority as Chair to complete the formalities and finalize the report after the conclusion of the expert meeting. Are there any comments? In the absence of any comments, I shall assume that the participants have agreed on what I have outlined as the procedure for the conduct of our work. If I hear no comments, this is the procedure that will be followed during our meeting. It is so decided. Now I have the pleasure to invite Mr. James Chan, Director, Division on Investment Enterprise of UNTAD, to make some introductory remarks. Mr. Chan, you have the floor.